Beaverdale is waking up with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Giving out your phone number is a topic that comes up from time to time. Mm-hmm. Somebody, especially if you've just met someone in a dating situation, they ask for your phone number, but you really don't want to give them your number. So the question is how do you come up with your fake number?
Yeah, because you can't hesitate or someone knows that you're making it up. It's got to be right off the cuff.
So it's something you have planned, right?
Yeah. I always just changed one digit, which, as we discussed off air when we were talking about this, was probably risky on my part because that would have been real easy to figure out. And it was always the last number.
Not too difficult, yeah.
So,
yeah, a little persistence, you could get it.
You could get it. But apparently, no one ever really worked that hard because no one got through that I did that to.
Loss, Kyle.
I'm worth a little effort.
So it's not that you weren't. It's not that you weren't interested. You just wanted to see how interested they were.
Right? How hard you're going to work to get
pursue
a hold of me?
Me.
Turns out, not very hard.
No reason to take that personal.
No, obviously not.
We are curious, though, what your system was. 280-1025. I also wonder if it even really works anymore. I know when I meet somebody, not obviously in the dating situation, but if I'm out and and I'm like, hey, let's exchange numbers, I just call them.
Yes, right.
Here, give me your number.
So it's in my phone.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll do that to me. And
I know. So the whole giving a wrong number may not even work they're going to want to put it in right away. And when it's not working, the gig is
Right in front of you.
That's awkward.
Oh, my phone's not working.
So you have no choice.
So does that even work? Is that even an option anymore to give the fake phone number?
Yeah, because then you'd have to pull off this whole, I don't have my phone with me.
Right, you'd have to pretend you don't have it.
Right, you'd have to pretend like you don't have your phone.
Hope they hang up before it reaches the voicemail message.
Whew.
I mean, this is a lot of work.
What are you, those of you that are out there dating, how do you do this now? Somebody wants your phone number and you don't want to give it to them.
Mm-hmm. I guess, do you just have to look at them and say, no?
whoa, wait a minute. Yeah. Are you telling me we're getting down to the truth?
No, I can't handle rejection like that.
There's no way that's happening.
So what are you doing? This has changed. Are people still able to give out fake numbers? Or
and how do you get away with it?
Or are you just...
Are you just stuck now?
Lying? Do you just have to block people after you give out the number?
Has this happened to you, at least somewhat recently? And how did you handle it?
Huh.
280-1025. Because I'm really curious. I think this system seems like it doesn't work anymore. Jade?
Well, I'm kind of blunt, so I tell people, I'm sorry, I don't want to give you my number.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can play it mysterious and be like, if it's meant to be, you'll figure out how to get a hold of me.
Oh. That is awfully mysterious.
I'm setting you on a scavenger hunt.
Yes.
Yep.
And if people...
9 out of 10 times, they won't figure it out.
Right. They're not willing to work for it that hard. Okay.
Right.
Thanks, Jade. Caitlin?
I actually just give my boyfriend number to them, and then he just handles them for me.
Oh, boy.
Well,
I guess that's one way.
Yeah, it'll do it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
And he already has pictures of me, so they're like, oh, I don't believe you. Send me a picture. And so he sends them a picture. And,
where's that number?
And then his brother just gets on it and gives them an even harder time. So.
Oh, yes.
Wow. I can't believe someone would follow up with, I don't believe you. Like, if I got some guy's number and then I called and some woman answered the phone, I am hanging up.
Right?
There's no conversation taking place.
No kidding.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Caitlin. Bye.
Thank you, guys.
How do you handle this, Brooke?
I always just tell them, oh, Facebook me. That way you don't have to actually give them your number. And then you can block them on Facebook if they're that weird.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So just find me on Facebook. It's kind of back to that little bit of a scavenger hunt thing.
Yeah.
Exactly. And if they look that hard, they might not know your last name, and might be hard from find. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well.
Thanks, Brooke. Take care.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, Heather. So what happened?
So Colleen was talking about how hard they have to try.
Yes.
So I had a guy want my number, and I would not give it to him.
Okay.
But later on in the evening, his buddies had ditched him, and he was trying to get his ride home. So me being the nice person, call his buddy. And a week later, he calls me because he got his buddy's phone, found my phone number, and then called me.
Oh,
yep, you fell for the old 1-2 trick.
That's not what it's fucking be called. The old 1-2 trick.
Now,
what do you have to be nice.
Yeah. And so did he end up calling you to go out then?
He did, and we ended up being good friends. I mean, it wasn't anything any more than that, but...
Okay.
All right. Well, that's the last time you fall for the oopsie daisy from the
exactly.
Ocean's 11 crew. Yeah.
What?
I had to give him an A for effort. I mean, he took that extra step.
All right.
There are bad ideas in brainstorming, Colleen.
You have a great day. Thanks for the call.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning. Star, Winner 2.5.